Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm feeling rather vindicated today, as many of you should be feeling today, because I know that many of you were exactly like me in saying that Dr. Anthony Fauci is a liar, a political propagandist, and probably someone profiting from China. Well, guess what? 3,000 plus of his emails have now been released, thanks to BuzzFeed. And they paint a very, very bleak picture of a man who is literally idolized for his tremendous work during the COVID pandemic. Now, I want to tell you right off the bat that the media is already spinning this completely out of control to try to damage control Dr. Fauci's reputation. CNN says, and I'm quoting to a certain extent, CNN says, the emails reveal a man with the weight of the world on his shoulders during a pandemic, who is a voice of honesty and reason. I cannot possibly imagine you read even one of these emails and came to that conclusion, even one of them. Now, even normally right-leaning news organizations such as Fox News, Newsmax, even they aren't really digging deep into just how bad this is for Dr. Fauci. But we're going to. We're going to tell you exactly like this. We're not going to hold anything back. Because this could be one of the biggest scandals in the history of the United States of America. So let's get started, shall we? Number one, let me get the least egregious out of the way. And I should start by saying a good portion of a lot of these emails are redacted. I have no idea why, because redactions are usually for governmental secrets, top secret things, political things that are not fit for everyone to see. This is not a politician. You may redact some personal things, somebody's phone number or their address or something like that, but there's actual conversations redacted, which strikes me a little odd. This many, anyway. But let's get to the first thing, the least egregious. The least egregious of these emails is actually a vindication of Donald Trump. People are writing to Dr. Fauci saying, if the Trump administration is in any way silencing what you have to say, you must immediately resign. You must not let this administration dictate what you can and cannot say. To which Dr. Fauci responds, nobody's telling me what to say. I have free reign to say whatever I want. I don't even have to check it with the vice president like I did in other organizations. Because you have to remember that he worked for several presidents. And he's saying flat out, no one is silencing me. No one's telling me what to say. I have free reign to say what I want. So let's put that to bed, shall we? Can we stop blaming Donald Trump for every single thing in the world? Dr. Fauci was free to say what he wanted to say, and that is vitally important because there were many, many things that he said publicly that he was saying the exact opposite privately. So let's get to some of these things. The very first thing I want to talk about is an email from a man named Hans Andersen, who's an immunologist. And he told Dr. Fauci many, many signs of irregularities in this virus point to the fact that it is a manipulated virus, that it was perhaps manipulated in a laboratory. Now, this is big news, because I want you all to remember that Dr. Fauci stood in front of the American public and said, all reasonable immunologists and scientists have come to the conclusion that this is very, very much in exact accordance with a naturally occurring virus that transmits itself from animal to human. That's what he said, and he said it to the American people, knowing that there's a man right there who said the exact opposite. So what does he do with that email? Because this is important. He takes that email, and he sends it to one of his deputies under the heading important. And then it has an attachment that says Batak Shi, gain of function SARS, PDF. In that email, he says, read this, very important, you will have some tasks to do later on that must be done. Well, is this the same Batak, or Batak, however you pronounce it, is this the same guy that when Rand Paul asked him under oath, does this man not conduct gain-of-function research, Dr. Fauci said, absolutely not. He doesn't do gain-of-function research. Well, that's funny, because his name is on your email under the heading important, Batak and Shi. Shi, I'll tell you who that is. That is the Chinese scientist called the Bat Lady, who also does gain-of-function research in Wuhan Lab. In other words, when he heard from this immunologist that this is more likely than not a manufactured virus, or at least a manipulated virus, he immediately writes an email to one of his deputies saying, you will have important tasks to do that must be completed, and includes both of these people's names that do gain-of-function research along with gain-of-function research PDF. All of this long before telling Rand Paul, there's no gain-of-function research by this man. He doesn't conduct such things. Very interesting, huh? That means he lied. He lied under oath. For that alone, he should be subject to criminal investigation. For that alone. But there's much, 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 much more. But I want everyone to understand that when Dr. Fauci took that podium during the Trump administration and told the American people, all of the scientific community agrees that this virus follows a precise pattern common to animal to human transmission, he was lying. He was absolutely lying, because he already knew that there were immunologists and scientists who were telling him the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Now, Fauci's claim is going to be this. Fauci's claim is, well, science changes. Science is an ever-changing thing. He's absolutely correct about that. So if I say something one day, and then evidence comes through a month from now that contradicts that, and I say, oh, well, now I'm saying this, you're going to say, see, you contradicted yourself, when all I'm doing is updating it. That's going to be his defense. This is why that defense does not work. He knew that there were immunologists who said this is probably a manufactured virus, and he ignored them. Secondly, if you truly believe that science evolves and changes over the course of time, which is the truth, Why did you try so hard to silence the people or not listen to them who disagreed with you? When immunologists came on television, when virologists came on YouTube and said, wait a minute, we have serious questions about where this came from. Wait a minute, we have serious questions about masks. They were silenced. A man of science would have said, by your own admission, well, maybe they have more information. Let me listen to it. No, it was not allowed to be listened to because Dr. Anthony Fauci had said, I have conclusive proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is a 100% naturally occurring virus. That was a lie. And now we know it was a lie. We know beyond any shadow of a doubt that that was a lie. Now, we get to an email by a man named Peter Daszak, who is knee-deep into gain-of-function research. And what does he write to Dr. Fauci? And again, I'm going to paraphrase. Thank you so much for your strong condemnation of the fact that this could have been from a laboratory doing gain-of-function research. I think you were very brave. And I think this will hopefully end this conspiracy theory. Now, call me whatever you want. But to me, I interpret this as, hey, bro, thanks for covering our asses. Because that's what it was. Dr. Fauci did not, under any circumstances, want anyone to know, up until very recently, when he said, maybe I've changed my mind, maybe I'm not convinced. Up until recently, he tried as hard as he could to put to bed any and all voices who were saying this thing may have actually been manufactured in a Wuhan lab. Very hard, to the point where people were actually being booted off social media. People were being booted off things like YouTube for just suggesting it. And I'm not talking about schmucks like me. I'm talking about virologists. I'm talking about immunologists being booted. Oh, but this is a man who says, well, we have to, science is ever changing. So we have to roll with it. Except you didn't. When he gets another email, by the way, that clearly says, look, China's lying. China's lying about their death toll. China is more than likely lying about where this virus came from. And they're covering some things up. Dr. Fauci forwards that email to someone and says, I didn't read this. It's too long. I don't have time. I don't have time to read this man's evidence. But you do have time to be on every single talk show. You do have time to be on CNN with Chris Cuomo every single night. Every night you are on with Chris Cuomo. Every night. Oh, and by the way, there's emails in there from Chris Cuomo saying, thank you so much for checking on me virtually every night when I had my COVID. After my show, calling me to see how I was feeling and if I was all right. This is a man who's feeling good enough to do a show. He's doing his show. And presumably after the show, Anthony Fauci's calling him, which, let's be very honest, Chris Cuomo is basically just a radical liberal pundit. But he has time to call a radical liberal pundit. How are you doing? I wonder if he called Donald Trump when he had it. How are you doing, Chris? Are you okay? The man just did his show. I presume he's okay. But you didn't have time to read an email, Dr. Fauci, from a man who says, here's some conclusive proof that China's lying about death tolls, many other things. No, I don't have time to read that. You have time to write a book, though, during the pandemic. Your book is coming out. You have time to write that. I mean, at what point do we, as just normal, reasonably intelligent people, say, I smell a rat? Now, many people listen to this show. Many of you already know this. Many of you already knew Dr. Fauci was a fraud. I'm not saying he's not credentialed. I'm saying he's a political pundit. And I'm saying he was going to do whatever he had to do. Lie, cover up, whatever he had to do to push a narrative. And that's exactly what he did. Let's face it. That's exactly what he did. Oh, but there's a lot more. Because you see, in these emails, Dr. Fauci says something that I find at least the most disturbing. He's talking to a woman, and she says, she's going somewhere and says, you know, the masks, should I be really concerned about this? And he says, and I'm paraphrasing again, but this is pretty much exactly what he said. I wouldn't worry about masks. Because to be perfectly honest, these cloth surgical masks that people are wearing, they don't work. They're really only needed if you know for sure you have COVID and you're going to be around someone who doesn't. That's what he said while he was telling the rest of the American people, you must wear your mask. Later, he even said, if you're immunized, you have to wear your mask. If you took the vaccine, you still have to wear your mask. That's what he was saying. He was telling people way far back, the masks don't really work. Those cloth masks, those surgical masks, they don't work. He clearly told her the particles are too small. They don't work. He said, oh, well, if you're infected with it, it at least provides some minor protection to someone who's going to be close to you, such as caring for you. In other words, if your husband or wife was sick with COVID and you had no choice but to take care of them and you had to go to their bedside and give them some food and stuff, it would be a good idea if they wore a mask in case they coughed directly on you or something. That's it. And even then he said it provides some minor protection. Minor. So every single one of you people who were wearing masks 24 hours a day practically, some of you working 8, 10, 12 hours a day, driving home in your car with masks on, being around your family with masks on because you were scared to death that you were going to give it to somebody, you were lied to. Because Dr. Anthony Fauci told this woman, I wouldn't worry about a mask. It's not going to help you. Now, this is where we get to pat ourselves on the back, don't we? Because little old me with a zero medical credentials told you way back in April of 2020, these masks aren't going to help you. I did my research. And research said very clearly, surgical masks are only good for pre-sterilized conditions or extraordinarily close contact. As a matter of fact, some virologists and some doctors and scientists have said cloth masks being worn long-term, 6-7 hours, can actually collect germs, can actually increase your chances of getting it or some other lung disease. But no, the American public was told, keep them masks on. Don't you dare take it off. Even though Dr. Anthony Fauci knew damn well that those very same masks that you had around your nose and mouth weren't doing you very much good at all, as his emails now prove. So for every single person who contracted some kind of asthma, some kind of perhaps lung issues with dirt or germs getting into your lungs. Whose fault is that? Because you see, what he said in this email was, the only way you could really catch this from another person is if they coughed or sneezed directly on you and droplets got on you. That's what he said. I'm taking this. These are his words. These aren't mine. In his email, he said, that is how this is transferred. If an infected person coughs directly on you or sneezes directly on you, then you have a decent chance of getting it. Aside from that, very, very minor chance. And yet we're told 6-foot distance, mask at all times. This closed businesses. I want you to understand that. This destroyed the economy of the United States of America and benefited a foreign country, as in China. And there needs to be some investigations done to find out if this was intentional. Now, we don't even know whether the virus was intentional or not. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the response to the virus. Let's not pretend that this is an outrageous theory. That's what they were pretending when we said it might have come out of the Wuhan lab, remember? Oh, that couldn't possibly be. Now we understand fully. No, that's very much more than likely what happened. What I'm suggesting is that the CDC, the WHO, and China were in bed together. And China did not want to take the blame for this. And so the CDC and the WHO tried to cover for them. And so did Dr. Anthony Fauci. And I want to know why. Was it money? Threats? I don't know. You tell me. Why was China attempted to be covered for by World Health Organizations and by Dr. Anthony Fauci? Now let me give you another one. There was an email where it was highly redacted. And they said everything in here is confidential and cannot be, the American public cannot see it. This is strictly for our whatever. So it was all redacted. But what it all amounted to was one of the people there suggested that this could have been manufactured as a bioweapon and released intentionally. For that theory, this man and his entire organization was banned from all social media and YouTube. That theory is much more plausible than it came from somebody eating a pangolin or a bat. What happens if it's true? Now, I'm not saying we have concrete evidence that it is, but what happens if it is true? Because we also know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we have a virologist, or a scientist, I should say, not a virologist, by the name of Lin Mingyan, who defected from China and worked in the Wuhan lab, who said not only was it manufactured in the Wuhan lab, but it was intentionally released, at least in China. In other words, they used their own people as guinea pigs to see how will this work in case we need to use it as a bioweapon. How will this work? What pandemonium will it cause? And perhaps, just perhaps, they didn't realize that it might spread so quickly to other countries. And for that, they got surprised. Or perhaps they did it intentionally. We don't know the answers to those questions. But those are questions that should be asked. Because when you have an administration who is kowtowing to China, when you have an administration that clearly supports the way China conducts their country, I have serious concerns. Serious concerns. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, much like many of us had said from just about April or May of 2020, sounds like a guy who's full of shit, to be perfectly blunt. He went from you don't need any masks, which remember, if you're a regular listener to this show, I made the observation that perhaps at that time, Dr. Anthony Fauci was actually telling the truth when he said, people don't need masks. The masks aren't going to help. Very minor. It's not even worth it. People do not need to be running around the United States of America with masks. That's what came out of his mouth. Later, He redacted that, saying, well, I said that because I thought there might be a shortage of masks, and that we needed them for our healthcare workers and things. So I didn't want the American public to panic and go buying up all the masks and all that stuff and have there be a shortage. You know that's not true. And I'll tell you why that's not true, because if that is true, you lied to the American public, and maybe hundreds of thousands of people got COVID because of it. Walking outside their house saying, I don't need a mask. That's what Dr. Anthony Fauci said. Oh, I caught it anyway. He was wrong. So is that blood on your hands? I doubt it. I think what you said was true. We never needed the mask, as your email seems to point out. We never needed the masks, but someone got to you and said, we want the masks. I want to know why. Now, we as Americans, we run the government. The government doesn't run the government. I want that to be very clear to everybody listening. We give them the power. And they're supposed to do as we demand. I don't know how that concept got lost in all this socialism and Marxism crap. But let me just give you a very short example. If I represent a small portion of New York, and I am strictly against the legalization of marijuana, but my constituents all say, 80% of them are for it. My job is to go there and say yes. Not to say, well, I think no. So I'm saying no, even though 80% of my constituents say yes. No, that's not my job. You voted me to be your voice. So I am your voice. Whether I agree with it or disagree with it, I'm your voice. I say what the majority wants me to say because I'm supposed to be the voice of the majority. That's what you hired me for. I don't know when it got twisted into, I'll do what I want because you elected me. That's not the way government works. Now I'm telling you, the American people need to demand this be looked into and investigated. At the very, very least, he lied under oath. And you can twist this any way you want and say, well, it isn't really gain of function research. I'm tired of this nonsense. When you put in your email, PDF gain-of-function research, and the exact man's name that you tell Rand Paul doesn't conduct any gain-of-function research, you, sir, are a liar. And while he doesn't have time to read emails about how China's lying, about how China is fudging numbers, about how China may have manipulated his virus, he does have time to respond to all the emails saying, isn't it something how you've become a sex symbol and a celebrity? Isn't it something how so many people are writing to you? And, oh, he answers every one of them. He answers all of those about how wonderful he is and how he's a senior citizen sex symbol. While people are dying. Please remember that. While people are dying. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Now, if you go through all these emails, you'll see him contradict himself many, many times. And you'll begin to realize that there are two different Dr. Faucis. There's the Dr. Fauci for the public, and there's the Dr. Fauci in private. And the Dr. Fauci in private is basically a tool of the far left. Now, people will laugh at that and say, oh, that's not true. He worked for all these people. I don't care who he worked for. When the shit hit the fan, he became a propagandist. And he towed the line of, what does the left want me to say? Now I'm going to take Trump to task a little bit. Donald Trump should have fired his ass way early in on this. Because Donald Trump should have realized this guy is full of crap. But I think Donald Trump was scared. And I think Donald Trump said, well, he knows more than me. We got to keep the American people safe. And even if I disagree with a lot of the things he's saying, let's just hear him out. But early on, the American people knew something was wrong. This is the same man, by the way, that in 2016 or 2015, literally said, whoever the next president is, whether it be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, they're going to have to deal with a pandemic. there's going to be a pandemic. So who is he now? The Amazing Kreskin? Nostradamus? What is he, psychic? Does he float now? Is he a godlike being? He just happened to know that, huh? And wow, it happened. Amazing coincidence. And oh, his laboratory in North Carolina was conducting gain-of-function research and was closed down, and the money got shipped to China by a third party. And where did it get shipped to from China? The Wuhan lab. Oh, amazing coincidence. Are you getting where I'm coming from now? And if you think that our media is going to protect us, you're crazy. CNN is calling him a hero still after reading the emails. They're saying it shows a man who had the weight of the world on his shoulders. And through it all was nothing short of brutally honest and show integrity and valor. Integrity and valor. The man was lying to you the entire goddamn time. So now you see CNN for what it really is. They're not the news, folks. I don't care if you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat and listening to this, first, God bless you for listening to alternate points of view. But secondly, I want you to understand, CNN is not doing you any favors. They don't give a damn about you. They're not reporting the real news. For every person who says, well, I had a grandmother who died, or I had a significant other who died, and I feel terribly sorry for you. Truthfully, I want you to ask yourself a question. How about if Anthony Fauci had been honest? Did they get this because they didn't wear a mask when Fauci said they didn't need to, or did they get it because they did wear a mask and the virus actually clung to it after 5 or 6 or 7 hours? Because that's exactly what some immunologists and virologists are saying. Cloth masks can be a petri dish. That's why they're supposed to be used in sterile environments for a short period of time and discarded. If you only needed one mask for the rest of your life, why in the world do they sell them in boxes of hundreds? Don't you get it? A nurse walks in to deal with a patient. She has the mask on. The minute she leaves the room, it's garbage. It's gone. 4 minutes. On to the next mask. You don't wear it all day. But that's what Dr. Fauci says. Just wear your mask and you'll be fine. While privately, he's telling friends of his, the masks don't work. The masks are very low effective rate, very low, especially the cloth one. So we should all walk around with N95 masks, I guess. But then why didn't you say that? Then just say that. Once again, if this was, and I brought up this point many times, if this was so vital to our health that we wear masks to prevent the COVID virus, there would have been a regulation on exactly what type of mask to wear. And they would have manufactured them with filters or whatever. They would have said, here are the official COVID masks that you need to have. They wouldn't have said, well, just wear anything. Doesn't matter. Wear your old bandana. Wear an old T-shirt. Whatever you want. They wouldn't have done that. Now, common sense would tell you they wouldn't have done it. So now we have to really start asking ourselves, what do you do with Dr. Anthony Fauci? A man who didn't have time to read emails from other scientists, but claims that science is always changing, so he needs to look at all of the facts. No, he didn't look at all the facts. He came to a conclusion and said, I'm sticking with it, until China told him different. You don't need to wear a mask. All of a sudden, we have emails from a Chinese virologist saying, Americans are stupid for not wearing a mask. Okay, so we're stupid for not wearing a mask. Then he apologizes. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to say that. I shouldn't have said that. And right away, what does Dr. Anthony Fauci do? I changed my mind, wear masks. That's amazing coincidence, huh? So let me get this straight. Fauci says don't wear masks. Someone from China yells at him and says, oh, you're stupid, and so are Americans if they don't wear a mask. And right away, Dr. Anthony Fauci says wear masks. While privately telling his friends, don't wear a mask, you don't need a mask. Mask is going to help you. We have the emails. Dr. Fauci. And he dares to say, well, you know, as information comes in, science is ever-changing, and I'm more than willing to listen. No, you're not more than willing to listen. You're the man who forwarded emails of scientists saying, I have information, so I don't have time. I got to go check on Chris Cuomo's health. I don't have time. I got to go write my book of how I'm a hero and a saint. I got to profit from this pandemic somehow because I'm not making enough money, even though I'm one of the highest paid people. I'm not making enough money. I need to find a way to profit. Oh, and let's get to the real, real surprise in these emails. Do you know that this man was in virtually constant contact with Bill Gates? No, I'm not making that up. Dozens and dozens of emails to Bill Gates. Why? Who's Bill Gates? Is Bill Gates a virologist? Is Bill Gates a scientist? Bill Gates couldn't keep a virus off of Windows. Oh, but Dr. Fauci has time for him. He reads all of his emails to the end and responds to them all. That's curious, isn't it? So scientists write him with vital information, and he forwards it to other people and says, I don't have time for this. This is some nonsense about China being at fault. I don't have time for this. Bill Gates writes him, oh, he has time for that. He has plenty of time for that. Now, the investigation should be, A, why did you lie under oath to Rand Paul? B, why are you in constant contact with Bill Gates? Because if in any way Bill Gates profits from this pandemic as a result of what you're saying because that's what you were told to say, you should be in federal prison. You have scared the American people to death. You have made people wear masks for a year and I don't know how many months. Businesses have closed. Lives have been destroyed. Suicides way up. Depression, asthma, lung-related bacterial issues, all kinds of things up, 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 skyrocketing while you're telling your friends, don't bother wearing the mask. And you're going to get away with it. And you know why you're going to get away with it? Because nothing happens to people like you. CNN will cover for you. Fox will say, well, we're very concerned that he apparently knew that this could have come out of the Wuhan lab and seems to not have really brought that public. That's the best you can come up with? I just told you he has countless emails to Bill Gates. Why are you not mentioning that? Fox News. I just told you he told his friends don't wear masks. Masks don't work. Why are you not bringing that up? I just told you he said, I don't have time to read these emails from conflicting scientists who have alternate opinions or alternate facts, but he has time to check on Chris Cuomo's health. And he has time to write a book. And he has time to answer Bill Gates endlessly. Why aren't you bringing that up? So I don't even trust the right-leaning media because they're going to try to make this all about where the virus come from. At this stage of the game, it is important to find out where the virus come from. I'm not saying it's not. It's vitally important. But there is deeper things to be looked into because whether it came from a bat or a pangolin or the Wuhan lab, Anthony Fauci lied about what the American people should be doing and caused the crash of this economy during an election period. Oh, how coincidental is that? This pandemic just happened to hit right about the time that the American public was going to have to make a crucial decision about who they wanted to run this. And oh, it gives the left a really good reason to change all the voter laws. You know, a very wise person once said, if you allow politicians to break the law during emergencies, politicians will create emergencies in order to break the law. Perhaps that's exactly what happened this time, eh? If we create an emergency, we can change all the voting laws. And if we change the voting laws, we can easily manipulate the election results. Boy, the timing of everything is so coincidental, isn't it? So unless you believe in serendipity, I mean, literally, unless you believe in the most highest coincident rate in the world, how can you call these things conspiracy theories? Everything just happens to form in the exact timing that is necessary to do this. And, oh, it's just one of those crazy things that happened. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm telling you that Dr. Anthony Fauci played an important role in something that I think is pretty damn nefarious. And it's starting to come out. And pretty soon the media is not going to be able to cover it up, I don't think. But the American people are going to have to demand it. You're going to have to demand it. And you got to demand it from CNN. You got to demand it from MSNBC. You got to demand it from Fox. You can't just say, oh, Fox said he was probably a bad guy. That's good enough. And CNN's saying he's a hero, and I want to believe that, so that's good enough. It's time for you to take a good active role in your own lives and your own country and say, no, I don't. I will not settle for this. I want answers. I want answers to why Anthony Fauci was contacting Bill Gates so often. I want answers to why Anthony Fauci told people close to him don't need to wear masks while telling the American people to wear two of them. I want to know why Chinese scientists or people working deep within this research thank him for telling the world that it was naturally occurring. Pretty much saying, thanks for getting the heat off us, bro. I want to know the answer to these questions. I want to know why he lied to Rand Paul. Don't you want to know the answers to any of those things? Aren't you a tiny bit curious? You see, they have you brainwashed. And what they think is, if you say anything bad about China, you're saying, I hate the Chinese. That's not true. The Chinese are being oppressed as we speak. I have nothing against the Chinese people. Their government is evil. And their government has threatened us with a nuclear war. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that, because that's not been reported too much around the news media. Uh-huh. China said, tread lightly or there'll be nuclear war. Or maybe they'll just be biological war, huh? Because after all, the news media didn't hardly care to report that we found a pamphlet from 2015 written by Chinese scientists who said, we're researching this as a possible bioweapon. And here's what will happen if we use it, or it's used. Here's what will happen. Mass hysteria, hospitals overfilled, people shutting themselves in their homes long after the threat is gone. And then when they are confronted about that, say, well, we were referring to it as if we were attacked, what it might cause for us if we got attacked by this. Hey, baloney. You're going to believe that. And here's a man who's been in the political game, even though he's supposedly a scientist. Here's a man who's been in the political game I don't know how long, and when Dr. Anthony Fauci is asked, you don't think the Chinese would lie to you? No, I don't. Why would a Chinese scientist lie to me? I don't know. Maybe because the military and the actual politicians are running that lab, telling them what to say and what to do. What do you think? That a communist country's just saying, go do what you want, scientists. Whatever result is okay. They're not doing that. They're not doing that. If this thing broke out of the lab, which looks like it did, whether it was intentional or unintentional, these scientists were told naturally occurring, and that's the actual narrative you're going to use. And anybody who doesn't use that, you're going to get disappeared. You'll never be heard from and seen again. And CDC, that's the narrative you better run. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's the narrative they run. Then they tell Dr. Anthony Fauci, you better run this narrative. And he genuflects and says, okay. When his job to the American people is to say, I'm not telling the American people anything until I have evidence. And right now, science doesn't say one way or the other where it came from. To this day, there's not one piece of evidence that this came from a wet market. Not one. There's not one animal infection found. Not one. But this man stands in front of the American people and says, the scientific community agrees. It was naturally occurring. That is a lie. You lied to the American people. Bold-faced lied and put our health at risk. And people are saying, well, he should be fired. No, he shouldn't be fired. He should be in prison. You're worried about Cuomo throwing the elderly in back into the old age homes. That's bad. This is worse. Oh, and by the way, he wrote a book, too. Maybe he'll win a Grammy or Emmy, I should say. Maybe Dr. Anthony Fauci will win an Emmy. Because in the long run, the American people, and I'm not talking about everybody, but a good amount of the American people, they'd rather put their head in the sand. They'd rather put their head in the sand and say, I don't want to know. If I don't hear it, I don't see it. It doesn't happen. It's not occurring. If I don't hear it, I don't see it. No, it's occurring. It doesn't matter whether you see it or not, okay? It doesn't matter. China's not our friend. Not the Chinese people. Chinese people want to get away from it as much as anybody else. It's not the Chinese people's fault. It's their government. Don't you get it? And they apparently have their hands all over our American government and world organizations. And they have to toe the line. And Anthony Fauci was towing the line. And people like Bill Gates was happy that Anthony Fauci was towing the line because Bill Gates saw an opportunity to make money. Period. So what do I get from reading these 3,000 plus emails? That Anthony Fauci's a damn liar and a political propagandist. That he probably was either bribed or carrying water for China. That he lied to the American people time and time and time again, had absolutely no interest in telling the truth when he had the chance. And he's also, with impunity, lied to our elected officials. CNN calls him a hero. You're a hero. You're the voice of honesty and decency and integrity, really. Well, that's very interesting. Maybe China will give him a medal, too. We need the answers to these questions, folks. Fauci's not going to give them to you. Fauci's going to say, well, you know, I was such a minor. I know exactly the type of person Dr. Anthony Fauci is. I've dealt with people like that. They always have an excuse. Well, I said this, but the reason I said it, I want to run a scenario by you that may not be so far-fetched. It's not as far-fetched as it came from a pangolin or a bat in a wet market when there's not one other animal infected and not one other person at that wet market infected. But it's probably going to be called a conspiracy theory again, but let's just say what if? What if China said, we don't want Trump as president? His economy has destroyed ours. His policies are going to make the United States the most powerful economy in the world, and we are going to take a bath due to it. We have people on our streets protesting, carrying American flags, saying we want to be like the United States of America. And we can't have it. So we're going to release this virus, and that's going to get everybody off the streets. Spread that quickly in the United States, and it'll just crash their economy, and yeah, some old people and very sick people will die, but not too many. They didn't realize, I don't think, just how many it was going to have happen. And we'll get the CDC and the WHO and the people who are in our hip pockets to cover for us, and it will send a very strong message to the United States of America that you don't fuck with us. Because if you do, we can launch something way worse than this. Oh, and by the way, it'll get Donald Trump out of office because we want Biden in there. And the Democrats jump on it and say, oh, we can change all the election laws now. This is great. This pandemic ends up being great for us. Never let a crisis go to waste, right? Isn't that what Rahm Emanuel said? Never let a crisis go to waste. As long as we're having a crisis, Bill Gates might as well make $1 billion off it. And we might as well rig an election with changing election laws at the last minute and blaming COVID. We get what we want. China gets what they want. Everybody's happy, right? Except the American people who died. Now, that may sound far-fetched to some people, but I want you to remember something. 6 months ago, 8 months ago, anyone who said that this virus probably was manufactured and came out of a lab in Wuhan was called a crazy conspiracy theorist. And now places like MSNBC and CNN are saying, our dedicated reporters who did tireless work have discovered that this is a possibility. We have just broke this news. Just broke this news. Have you lost your mind? You were the same people laughing at the people who said it. Your guests were on shows week after week saying, oh, these crazy right-wing lunatics are trying to blame China for, isn't it horrible? They're so xenophobic. They're so horrid. All of a sudden, you've discovered journalism. You know why? Because the story got out, and you can't afford to not cover it. So now what, Dr. Fauci? You're going to get before Congress. I didn't really lie, see, because this guy who's doing the gain-of-function research that I said wasn't doing the gain-of-function research at the time that I said it had been out of the gain-of-function research. Please. Please. You've already done enough damage to the United States of America, and you may be a hero to CNN. I'm sure you're a hero to CNN. But truthfully, doctor, you have caused more damage than good. And I think you did it probably for personal profit. Maybe under threat. I don't know. All I know is what I read. And I read it very clearly. And I'm very good at understanding what I read. And when I hear you literally say to one of your deputies, you have tasks to do that must be completed today, when the subject of that email is important, gain-of-function research, Barrick and Xi, after being told this has probably come out of a laboratory by someone who, by the way, you just respond to by saying, thank you. You don't say, that's not true. Where did you get this from? You just say, okay, thank you. And then you instantly, 5 seconds later, are typing off frantically an email saying tasks must be done. What tasks, doctor? Oh, and then you get that follow-up letter from the people saying, oh, thank you for telling the truth that it came from a wet market. Thank you for shooting down this conspiracy theory after the tasks were done. Gee, I wonder what tasks those were. I think the American people need to know that. Because, you see, this virus didn't just pick on Republicans. This virus killed Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, independents, people who had no political party whatsoever. This virus was indiscriminate. And I don't care what side of the political aisle you fall upon, you should want to know the truth. And if it turns out that the truth destroys one of your heroes, you should be willing to swallow your ego and say, he fooled me. He fooled me. But don't put your head in the sand like an ostrich and say, no, 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 I won't hear it. He's a wonderful man. I read the emails. You do it. Anybody can do it. You don't believe me? Then do your own research. I beg you, please, read those emails. I beg you. And tell me he's not telling people you don't need to wear a mask. Tell me he's not telling people I don't have time to read emails that are detrimental to China. I got to check on Chris Cuomo. I got to go on a talk show. I got to go have my face on donuts. I got to go write my book. I got to talk about how people say I look like Brad Pitt. Yeah, you look about as much like Brad Pitt as O.J. Simpson looks like a Seamus. Oh, but you got time to answer those. Oh, isn't it something? I've become a geriatric sex symbol. People are so crazy. I can't wait for all this to end. You can't wait for all to end. You're eating it up. You're eating it up. You got a little taste of power, and you went nuts. And someone, and I want to know who, got to you. And you said exactly what they wanted you to say. And as far as our former President Donald Trump is concerned, I'm sorry to tell you, all Trump supporters, I'm sorry to tell you, he bluffed Donald Trump too. Perhaps it was because Trump was very worried. This was a horrible thing to have happen when you're in charge of the country. Horrible. But Trump should have seen through this man. And he never should have left him on. Never. And to the day I die, I will remember a press conference by Donald Trump in which a reporter stood up, female reporter stood up and said, Mr. President, do you understand that the man you have in charge of this COVID-19 panel, Dr. Anthony Fauci, funded money, taxpayer money, to the Wuhan lab in which this thing was being studied? And Trump responded, how much money did you say? And the person answered, she said, well, we're looking into that. We're looking into that. Well, I guess you weren't looking into that. Because it didn't take long to look into, to find out it's absolutely the truth. He just funneled it through a third source. So in other words, if I say I want to support the right to choice, so I want to support Planned Parenthood so they can continue doing their abortions. And I want to give them, I don't know, $700,000-$800,000, but I don't want to look like I'm pro-abortion. So I'm going to give it to this group. And I'm going to tell this group, you go ahead and give it to Planned Parenthood. And then they give it to Planned Parenthood. And when I'm asked, did you donate to Planned Parenthood? I say, of course I didn't. I never did anything like that. I gave my money to this organization. Yeah, on behalf of. That's called a professional liar. That's called someone who knows how to cover his tracks. That's not just a scientist. Do you honestly think that a scientist and a guy who has no political savvy whatsoever knows how to cover all of his tracks politically and things? Or do you think that's someone who's been in the political field a long time and understands the game? Read the emails. Read them. You'll see for yourself. Anthony Fauci's a fraud. And he's probably someone who should be investigated and, honestly, should probably be indicted. The cat's out of the bag, Mr. Fauci. We knew it all along, by the way. So we take no pleasure in patting ourselves on the back. Except to tell you that if you listened to us from the beginning, things might have been a little bit better.